Hello, you're listening to Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. We put categories out on X, you decide what you'd like us to chat about, and we do it unless ultimately we decide we don't want to because we don't find it interesting or we just have nothing to say. And sometimes that is the case. In which case, everyone in this room has got a wild card that they can use if they'd like to talk about something else that didn't win in the public vote. With me to do that today, I've got Mark Davis, I've got Joel Penny, and I've got Neil Atkinson. New friends and old today. It's exciting. Nice to have some fresh meat in the room. Speaking of older meat, Neil, we had a lovely weekend, didn't we?
Had a lovely weekend, yes. Went to London, the Halt Steady on Friday, had a good drink. And you did an extra night, which I felt in hindsight was bold when I woke up on Saturday. you did a second day, so.
Yeah, there was a point at about 10 a.m. when we were walking around Hampstead Heath and I asked Steve, what time is it? And he looked and said 10:30 and I made a little noise like, oh God, I've not got a full day left in me. Do you know when it's half 10, you're already thinking, how soon can I get back into bed? Was a lot of the day, but it's fine. We had a big curry. Everything got a bit easier. Let's talk about Liverpool, shall we? Which is our first category in which you've been voting. And your options were Andy Robertson, Alison Becker, or contracts. And everyone wants to talk about contracts. It was a resounding win for contracts, Neil. Because the Gravenberch kind of commitment to the future is fantastic news, but it's also brought a lot of other questions up for us, which we'll get onto. But I'd like to talk about talking about Gravenberch and kind of what that tells us about the way Liverpool's key decision makers are going to continue to do business and kind of the proactive nature of that. It feels nice. It feels positive. It feels like a difference to drawn out contract sagas.